I am Holden's program coordinator, Michelle, and it's my pleasure to introduce tonight Linda Breitag and Ray McKeever from Minneapolis.
Yay.
And they have been here at Holden for the last 2 weeks performing with us as our village musicians. But tonight they'll delight us with a concert. Ray and Linda have both recently released CDs individually. Linda's is called Feet to the Fire, and Ray's is called Dancing at the Harvest, and both their music is available through Mary and Mary over there. And they're both wonderful, from David Campbell, our village musician, or our musician in residence. And David will join them on a few numbers as well. So welcome and enjoy the concert.
Hello. Hey. Hey, 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 hey. Hello. Where is she anyway? Where's Erica?
Yo.
Hello.
Don't you hate those in jokes for all of you new people? Hate those in jokes.
Linda provides most of the energy for our concerts. So I'm just going to start off with my most energetic song and see if I can get some too. When I was born, I was given my father's name, McKeever's first boy, Raymond Benton the same. Ray Senior was he, Ray Junior for me, we would be two of a kind for the whole world to see. Father's friends would come round, and they would shake both our hands. When your son grows up, he will be just like his old man, a chip off the old block. My dad, he would laugh with his friends, but we shared a secret so sweet, he even kept it from them. For he would call me Ramon, and his voice would be gentle and warm, with a softness in his eye and the brightness of a friend. When he called me Ramon, I would feel so happy inside, filled with pride, for I was his son, and he called me Ramon. Now, we're going to ask you to do a little singing along tonight throughout the concert. All we're going to ask you to sing along on this one is the magic word. You know what it is. So when it comes around, please sing along with a lot of feeling. I grew up, made him proud, did the things that a young boy would do. I learned to play baseball and even got some good grades at school. Cut the grass in the yard, helped him build our home, and I knew he was pleased with me when he called me Ramon. Yeah, for he would call me Ramon, and his voice would be gentle and warm, with a softness in his eye and the brightness of a friend. And when he called me Ramon, I would feel so happy inside, filled with pride, for I was his son, and he called me Ramon. Now I am a man, my father gets his retirement pay, I'm in my prime, he lives too far away, I don't see him enough, but whenever we talk on the phone, I still hear his love for me, when he calls me Ramon. Yeah, actually I lied, I'm going to ask you to do something else. We're not going to sing the chorus until the last time, but on this one, if you could just take out that little kazoo you got in your pocket, now that you know the melody, play along with me. Here we go. Excellent. We're just getting warmed up
bagpipes,
here, too.
No. Bagpipes.
Bagpipes.
No.
When my father dies, as all old men must do, no matter how wise and no matter how cruel, when he is reborn and he finds a new home, then I will christen him, and I will call him Ramon, yeah. Oh, I will call him Ramon. And my voice will be gentle and warm, with a softness in my eye and the brightness of a friend. And when I call him Ramon, I will feel so happy inside, filled with pride, for I was his son, and he called me Ramon. Filled with pride, for I was his son, and he called me Ramon. Excellent. Thank you.
Okay, we're doing a little guitar swap tonight. I love this baby here. Hi. So, good thing I like babies, because you're always upstaged by them. Always, always, always. If Ray's going to start off with a song about his childhood, then I'll start off with one ostensibly about mine. But my songs always start out that way, and then they turn into diatribes. So this is a diatribe. And it kind of got its start in, it's like one day I woke up, maybe like 6 months ago. No, I hope it was before that. But I woke up and I just said, you know, I'm one of those, as Rosina said, I'm a pink person. I'm not even a white person, I'm a pink person. And I'm never gonna be tan. And like this whole culture tells you from the day you're born, you gotta be tan to be cool. And I finally woke up one day and I just said, I'm never gonna be tan, and it was like the coolest freeing thing in my life. So this is kind of a song about trying to be all those things that people and magazines and People Magazine tell us we ought to be. So it's called Be the Color You Are. But it also gets into all these other directions. I eventually had to cut it off. Let me tell you a little story about a little girl in Omaha. Her ancestors were North European. She had pale skin, green eyes, and blonde hair. She went down to the neighborhood pool with all the other European type people. Saw everyone trying to be cool by burning the heck out of their skin. She said they don't like the color they are. So I guess I don't like the color I am. I think I'll spend a lot of time baking myself like a Christmas ham. My, 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 my. When she grew up, she noticed a lot more, sucked it up like a vacuum cleaner. Everyone wants to look like someone they're not. Everyone wants to go where the grass looks greener. There's only one thing you can know for sure. You're not okay the way you are. Well, that little girl grew up, and today she's telling us we've gone too far. So just be the color you are, And I'll be the color I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. Anyway, I think that was the original plan. Well, red, yellow, black, white, brown, ebony, coal black, mahogany, ivory, milk white, copper, olive, chocolate, ecru, pink and beige and rose and tan, now amber and almond, pitch black, stark white, mother of pearl and honey golden, rust and cream, ruddy, dusky cinnamon, pale and swarthy, bronze and sandy, just be the color you are, and I will be the color I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. Anyway, I think that's the original plan. Now tanning booths and personal trainers, plastic surgery, wrinkle cream and hair straightener, stomach stables and push-up bras, I feel like I'm in the land of Oz. Well, maybe Julia Roberts wants to look like Sharon Stone, who wishes she were Winona Ryder, maybe even Brad Pitt, who knows, you get the picture, just be the body you are. And I'll be the body I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. Anyway, I think that was the original plan. Now, what about people with twisted bodies? And what about people who talk kind of funny? We all might see things differently if we could roll a mile in that wheelchair, honey. 'Cause maybe they got something to tell us. We just slow down a minute and listen. Could it be that they're not jealous? 'Cause they know something that we've been missing. Just be whoever you are, and I'll be whatever I am. It'll save us both a lot of time. And anyway, I think that's the original plan. Just be the color you are, and I will be the color I. It'll save us both a lot of time. And anyway, I think that's the original plan.
He's the male of the species. He gets the kind of bright thing, you know, there. But I do have the best shoes. I borrowed them from Wes, although he doesn't know it yet. This is a song. I'm not sure why I'm doing these all in a row, but hey. This is a song that, going from the ridiculous to the serious, I guess. This is a song basically about my musings about death. And I wrote this several years ago, and I still don't know much more about it than I did then. So, but it's about three people in my life. One that I knew very well, my grandfather. One that I didn't know really at all, a man who was in a home that I worked at. And then a friend of mine. But not a really close friend, but someone I really, really liked, Mary Witt. So it's called Conrad, who was the man in the home. Conrad sits in his wheelchair, one leg hanging down, the other's not there. He's been holding a rabbit from the farm next door, and he's chewing tobacco and staring at the floor. Conrad, do you think about your life? Did you ever want to travel? Conrad, did you have a wife?
I'd like to see you as a little kid, running wild, making trouble, Conrad. I know you did. Conrad, where do you go when you leave this chair? I can tell you're not with me, though your body's sitting there. Are you closer now to knowing why you're on this earth than you were the morning your mother gave birth? My grandfather, he worked with wood. He'd carve a troll or a dragon into anything that stood. He loved to hear me play the violin. He'd sing, Ik weit die Liete jente no es skogen. Grandpa, where do you go when you leave this bed? I can tell all the memories are tangled in your head. Are you climbing the mountain that bears your name in the Hardanger Fjord, Grandpa? Is it the same? Mary, she had it all in her hands, a loving family, bright future, a fine young man. Then she died in her sleep. Out on the road, now there's a man somewhere who's gotta bear that load. Mary, what are you thinking now? I'm so sorry you left us. Couldn't understand how you were young. Your life had stretched ahead for years, but now you're gone. There's somewhere beyond my fears. Conrad, I haven't seen you in a while. Did you go to meet my grandpa? Did they welcome you in style? Are you closer now to knowing why we're on this earth than you were on the morning your mother gave birth? La.
I just wanted to say that the reason why we're up on this thing is because it's got these casters, and we thought maybe at some point during the concert some of you could kind of like if turn it slowly. Slowly turn the stage. I always thought that was kind of cool, those stages that did that, you know.
Now, when did you think of that, honey?
David thought of it, actually.
David thought of it. Amazing. Oh, yeah.
All right. One really strong presence in my upbringing was our Norwegian heritage, and I already mentioned that in the last song. And when I actually got to go to Norway about 17 years ago now it is, I realized that that's why I didn't have any heritage, or that's why I didn't have any relatives in the United States, was because they were all in Norway. It was amazing. I went over there and pretty, you know, everyone was related to me. So that was this very amazing thing. And another thing about Norway is that it's the most incredibly beautiful place. And every time I'm here hiking at Holden, even though I've been here 4 or 5 times, and I've only been to Norway once, I think, this reminds me of Norway, only drier.
So this is a song that I learned long ago. It's a national song about Norway, only instead of the kind of songs that they write in the United States, like, you're a grand old flag and God's on our side and that kind of thing. This song is about the beauty of Norway, the sun shining on the waters and the beautiful mountains and the forests sleeping in the valleys and etc. So it's about that. And I just have to say that there is a true Norwegian person in this audience, and I'm kind of scared, but she said I'd be okay, so she's not going to be critical.
Norge, mitt Norge, så sover du tyst i vinterens skinnende sale, og ingen kan drømme så lett og så lyst når elvene synker i dvale, og ingen kan smile så stille og glad når meisenes fløytende stemmer dør av, og skogen sover i dalen, og skogen sover i Norge, mitt Norge, så gi meg din vår med sol over vugende vane. Men hør meg, ja, hør meg før dagen forgår, og atne skygger min pane. Da lær meg å vise, å Norge min mor, da red meg en seng i din hellige jord. Når sommeren drager av landet, når sommeren drager av landet.
Tack, många tack.
Linda and I were married about 3 years ago now. It'll be in September, this coming September. And as she was singing the song there about telling about her grandfather and singing the song with her grandfather, I thought of my grandmother. I'm going to sing a song about my grandmother who passed away almost 4 years ago now. But one of the things that we did when we got married was we got her grandfather's wedding ring and my grandmother's wedding ring, and we took and we had them melted together and then poured into a mold, so our rings are from our grandparents, which is real special to both of us. My grandmother was getting on in age when she died, at the age of about 96, I think it was. But she, in many ways, she had died before that because she had a kind of a brain disease. It wasn't Alzheimer's, but similar, that rendered her quite incapacitated for about 8 years. And it seemed impossible to communicate with her. It was just kind of one of those faith things. You went and talked and touched and hoped that something was getting through because nothing ever came back. That situation raises a lot of questions about life and keeping it going and all the rest of that. As a songwriter, I like to approach things like that and try to make meaning out of them, but I had a hard time with that one. And for a couple of years, I tried to write a song, and it just wouldn't come and wouldn't come. And as is often the case, somehow a new spirit comes about with death, and when my grandmother died 2 days later, I had a song. And this is the way it came out. Well, my grandma was queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench, commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. With her long white fingers and her hard red nails, she would shake out from her hands before she played a few scales. I would watch in amazement as the blur went by, right before my wondering little boy eyes. That's my grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench, commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. I like to listen to the songs that my grandma would play, but most of all, I like to watch the way she pumped the pedal with her foot, crossed over with her hands. Oh, there was no one quite as royal, quite as regal, quite as grand as my grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench, commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. Now, you don't have to have had a grandma that played the piano in order to sing along the chorus of this song. There's quite a few words, but so if you're not getting them all, just get the ones you can, and maybe by the last time we sing the chorus, we can give a rousing rendition to grandma. My own musical career began when I was 9, with a flute and a solo and a contest time. I would need a good accompanist to help me do my best, so I mustered all my courage. Then I made a bold request for my grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench, commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. I still remember that first solo. It was called Romance. I barely made it to the end. It was such an awkward dance. That little boy on shaky knees with sweat upon his brow, and his grandma leading patiently, then reminding him to bow. Thank you, grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench, commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. Well, every year we played again, and soon our entourage included Bach, Fauré, and Griffiths, Polonaise, and Badinage. By the time I went to college, my music danced with ease, and I had learned that I could play most anything I pleased. With my grandma, the queen of the piano, sitting on her black bench, commanding the keys. Oh, my grandma, you should have seen her at the piano. She could do most anything she pleased. And now I can do most anything I please. Thank you, Grandma.
A song about a handy domestic tool, the home ruler. No, not really. I don't know. I think this might be kind of something about, you know, Bonnie Prince Charlie or something, but it doesn't have any words, so it can be anything you want. And what can I say about this? That's about it. It's a fiddle tune that is actually a hornpipe, which is kind of a little dance, an Irish dance, but I slowed it down because I like it better slow. And I just have to apologize to this section over here. I'm not ignoring you. I just have this thing about looking over my right shoulder. I've never been able to do that. Ever since I played violin, I always have my head turned this way. So I'll try really hard to kind of turn that way. So.
Maybe play some of the song in that direction.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. And then I'll follow it with a reel from Quebec called Joseph, or Joseph in English. Okay. Thank you. Thank you.
Some of you, was anyone here last year for the concert? Russ was, our brother-in-law, Michelle, a few others, Martin was here. Most of the songs.
This is our only new song.
This is our only new song. I was trying to think of how to phrase that. You're so candid sometimes, that's good.
We figured, you know, once a year isn't too much to hear the same songs.
We've just been doing so much church music that it's hard to write all the songs. But this is our newest song, our only new song.
We got this out of this book of like 4,000 rounds. Should we do it with the fakey accent?
A
fakey accent? Not quite sure where this is from, but...
Here we go.
Strolling one day, I met a man. I said to him several times, "In your ear, sir, is a large banana." He at last cried, "I can't hear. In my ear is a large banana." Strolling one day, I met a man. I said to him several times,
"Strolling
in my
one
ear,
day,
sir,
I
is
met a man."
A ripe banana.
I said to him several times,
he at last cried,
"In
I
your
can't
ear,
hear.
Sir, is
in my
a large
ear
banana.
Is a large
he
banana."
Cried,
strolling one day,
hear.
I met a man.
In my ear.
I said to him several times,
strolling
"In your ear, sir, is a large banana."
I said to him
something. He at last cried, "I can't hear.
Ear, sir,
in my ear,
is a large banana."
Is a large
he
banana.
At last cried, "I can't hear. In my ear is a large banana."
In coin
wait
and
a minute,
just a minute. What? What?
Were you thinking of them having bananas in their ears while we were
singing? I was totally messed up.
I know,
see?
I could tell. You weren't thinking about the right thing at that
I was,
moment.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Okay, what is this?
Well,
the Smothers
anyway.
Brothers or something?
Tommy,
I know,
Dickie.
No. Anyway.
So we've got a new rendition here. This is the real new part because that wasn't a new song, but we actually wrote this one for this occasion, correct? Do you want to sing it first, Linda, or do you want me to embarrass myself?
No, we're just going to sing half and half.
Oh, yes, that's right.
In Koinonia, I met a man. I scolded him several times. If it's yellow, sir, then let it mellow.
He at last cried with a frown. It was brown, so I flushed it down. Now, would you like to hear? Would you like to hear that as a round?
No. Ah, it doesn't take much, does it?
We're probably glad we weren't more creative. What do we have next here?
We cleared that with Martin before we sang that, too.
Okay, I'm going to do a little song here.
This is a great song.
You like this one?
I love this
one. Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
How many of you ever have been in love with more than one person at once?
Not now, of course.
Just think about it. You don't have to raise your hand. The occasion was, that kind of occasion was more true for me when I was young. When I was young. I would oftentimes be in love with several people at once. I won't say how young. But when I was in the first grade, I was definitely in love with three people. And I was so in love with these people that I thought if I could find a way to identify with them in some way, first of all, I was sure that if I could marry one of those three, my life would be good for the rest of my life. It was funny the way a six or seven-year-old minds work. That's the way mine was working at the time. But I had no way of knowing how to say that to these girls. Or to my mother, or anybody at the time. So I guess this is the way I said it at the time. There was something that I admired about them and loved about them, and to this day, I haven't forgotten them. They're still an inspiration to me in deep ways, and I hope to you, too. Their names are Gay Ann Martin, Vicky Ann Mason, and Carol Ann Robinson. They were six then. Now they're 53. Here's how we'll sing their names, and I'd love it if you would invoke their names. It's kind of a feminine trinity for me in some ways. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. I was a young lad, 6 years old, in the first grade class, doing as I'd been told by my father, who had said, if you follow the rules, you'll make a good name at Jefferson School. Mary Schmidt was the teacher, and I liked her a lot. She liked me too. And sometimes I even got to do her a favor, like erase the board. But even more than Mary, I adored Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. There was some kind of magic in these three young girls, with their pleated little skirts and their long brown curls, and the way they colored pictures so bold and free, that must have touched something deep inside of me. Because one day I wrote my name, like Mrs. Schmidt said, in the upper right corner of my paper. But instead of Raymond Benton McKeever, I signed Ray Ann McKeever, and it looked just fine. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. Well, the next day Mary gave our papers back. She announced what I had done, and everybody laughed. And I felt so bad that I could have cried, but I swallowed my tears, and a part of me died. Well, all this happened almost 50 years ago. Mary Schmidt is gone, God rest her soul, and please keep these women just as bold and free as the Ray Ann McKeever still living in me. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson. Gay and Martin, Vicky and Mason, Carol and Robinson.
Thank you. Great. Okay, where are my pictures? Do you have mine, Ray? Uh-oh, not this. This is even the same thing we did last year. Remember this?
What did I do last year?
No, remember I couldn't find my pick here. A little diatribe song and...
I mean, it doesn't have anything to do necessarily with her, but she asked about it, so. So this is a little diatribe on stuff. And we all know we have too much of it, and I have way too much of it, and some people have even way more than I have. And it's just kind of a little musing on stuff. So the chorus, which you can help me with, I'm trying to figure out how to get this here, is, well, you'll, I'm going to sing about 400 times, so you'll get it. Because even songs can get stuffed. This is one of those songs, I've got about 12 verses for it, and I keep throwing them out and writing new ones, so. I've got boxes stuffed full of stuff I haven't looked at since the Iron Age. The other day I found another pile of stuff up in the attic. Exactly what's in there is hard to gauge. There's a crusty old dresser, well I swore I'd scrape it off. A big old trunk without a key, I suppose it could be Jimmy Hoffa. Clothes that never fit me and clothes I never liked. And here's some clothes I don't know whose they are. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in your closet, in the attic, in the lost and found. You keep on getting more, but you probably got enough. Everybody's got a ton of stuff. That's your chorus there. See, when you got a split personality, well, it's hard to keep your wardrobe down. See, I saved that ugly suit in case I made it into Congress. Sorry, John. But here's a polyester wedding gown. Some coveralls for farming, a silk dress that's turning green. Some tie-dye, some black leather, Oxford shirts from L.L. Bean. And here's a bridesmaid dress I wouldn't wear if I was paid. I must have saved it because it cost a mint. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in the closet, in the attic, in the lost and found. You keep on getting more, but you probably got enough. Everybody's got a ton of stuff. Well, there's another thing that I feel compelled to mention. I mean, things that come in sets of two. Like socks and shoes and mittens, earrings, cufflinks, gloves, and spouses. When you lose one, well, what can you do? There's no tops on the felt pens that you just bought for your kids. And there's the plastic bowls for leftovers. They never fit their lids. If you want to keep your mittens, better put them on a string, just like you did when you were in first grade. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in the closet, the attic, the lost and found. You keep on getting more, but you probably got enough. Everybody's got a ton of stuff. I have to have these notes because there's so many. Maybe you could solve the problem if you took a couple classes. One's designed to cut your stress in half, like time management or yoga, powerlifting, and tai chi. Or just fall back on good old arts and crafts, especially at Holden Village. Zen meditation on a Zafu for your every yin and yang. Or 20 ways to tie a scarf, you know that could be just a thing. If you keep yourself real busy, then you won't have time to think about the stuff you wish you could forget. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in the closet, the attic, the lost and found. You keep on getting more, but you probably got enough. Everybody's got a ton of stuff. Well, you may think that I'm the pack rat queen, but don't kid yourself, there's plenty worse. Some people can't part with, whoops, some people can't part with anything. Just go look inside your mother's purse. There's, oh no, how's this go? Oh, there's skanky old hankies and linty old mints, aspirin, pantyhose, and tea bags, ticket stubs, and diet hints. A couple hundred thousand photographs of little kids and 20 pens that haven't worked in years. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around. It's true, closet, the attic, lost and found. You keep on getting more, but you probably got enough. Everybody's got a ton of stuff. Well, in the true religion of a first world nation, there's a temple that they call the mall. You stop in for some toothpaste and you come home with a sofa. Don't leave home without your plastic, have it all. Oh, there's Christmas in September, back to school begins in May. A red light special on a toilet seat that says, have a nice day. Well, every time I worry that I'm wasting my whole life, I tell myself, at least I don't make that. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in the closet, the attic, the lost and found. You keep on getting more, but you probably got enough. Everybody's got a ton of stuff. Well, finally, while we're on the subject of stuff, how about songs with too many words? Well, it used to be enough just to have a little chorus, simple harmony in major thirds. Now I try to cram every idea I've ever had into one song. When I finally go to sing it, well, it's half an hour too long. What happened to the good old songs like We Shall Overcome? All we are saying is give peace a chance. And there's all kind of stuff just hanging around in the closet, the attic, the lost and found. You keep on getting
This is called like kind of side by side. We're actually having two concerts here.
That's kind of nice.
I'm gonna just let him do it. How about?
Oh no, I guess not. Okay,
okay.
We'll give it a try.
Okay.
This is David Campbell.
Yay!
Which one are we doing?
This one.
David's job here at the Village is, as was mentioned before, he's the Village musician for the summer and for the next year. And to those of us that come in as musicians, he's very helpful because he's kind of a thread person. He tells us what's going on. And he also, I'm sure he's going to learn to adjust to this soon, but he's kind of on call whenever. And you're not sure if he really wants to play or if he doesn't, if he's too busy or not. But he's just such a gifted musician that it's fun to call on him. And here he is. He's going to play along in a song. We had a little practice before, just a little bit, enough so he could get the chords down. And we'll just see how it goes. This is a...
practiced in separate buses coming up here.
I think we did, didn't we? Separate days, even. This is a song that's good to sing at this time because you probably wonder, you know, you've been sitting there now for, what, 50 minutes? How you doing? Okay. So I'm gonna sing a song to convince you that sitting is a good thing. Okay, that's what this song is all about. Well, it's a song that I wrote one time when I was trying to sit and realize what a radical activity it is, can be. What I'm going to have you do, David, is to come in on the second verse.
Okay.
Dawn was breaking the dark, early morning in the park. The birds were all singing away. This walk I was taking, 'cause bad dreams had shaken my spirit, and I'd awakened dismayed. So I stopped, settled down to a spot on the ground to watch the sun welcome the day. I started feeling at ease, from my worries released, when a voice from behind me exclaimed, "Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there?" Here I'd been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Here we go. Well, I quick turned around to the source of this sound, these unpleasant words to my ear. It was an elderly lady thinking maybe I should be someplace but here. Or is this what she means? That a grown man in blue jeans is probably wasting his time. Sitting this way at the start of the day, watching the sun start to climb. Haven't you anything, everybody, do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Now this song, you know, you have permission to fall asleep in this song, so that's fine. Here we go, third verse. Bothered me some to be treated kind of like a bum, greeted with such rude display. As my feelings grew caustic, my mind was at a loss to explain why I sat there this way. So I pondered the facts. Can a man ever sit and relax and still know he's okay? Was I simply a jerk for not being at work at 6:30 a.m. on a Monday? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking that this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Get a little rubato on this last one. Here we go. Well, I walked home recovering, called up a brother and said, let's play tennis till 10. Our game was so splendid. When we had ended, we promised next Monday we'd do it again. After the match, as I soaked in my bath, thinking, gee, I should get to work soon, I took a sip of my tea, and then I thought of that lady, and I sat there till mid-afternoon. Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Haven't you anything better to do than to sit there and smile? Haven't you anything better to do today than sit there? Here I'd been thinking this was the best thing I'd done for a while. Little ending, and I went right on thinking, this is the best thing I've done for a while.
All right. Thank you. I forgot to tell you about the little ending. I'm going to tell you about the little ending. That's great. That was great. Thank you.
Thanks.
Hello. Hello.
This is where the bowling shoes come into play. This is a technique called tapage du pied that I learned when I lived in Quebec. And it's something that they do when they sing and when they play tunes. And I don't know if it's because it's so cold there that they try to stay warm or what. But we'll see if this works with bowling shoes. I don't know. How's that sound? Can you sharpen that up at all?
That sounds pretty good.
All right, thanks. Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
This thing isn't helping, but. So anyway, this is, these are two reels. One is reel from Quebec called Reel de l'Enfant, which means child's reel. And the other one is called Feet to the Fire.
Well, Linda.
My eponymous tomb. I've always wanted to use that word eponymous, and I think it means that it's the same name as like the name of something else, like my CD.
And that's a song. And did you write that song yourself?
I didn't write this. It had about four names. It had about four or five names, and now it's called this. And it's got a stick because now it's on vinyl. But the thing is, on the CD, it's got all these other people playing on it. Plus, I get to like play two fiddles and sing at the same time. So, I don't know if I can do that. But if I get carried away, I might try that. I can't see Laurel. It's bugging me.
Oh, there you go.
Oh. Okay, so here we go.
See now?
Yeah, that's better. Thank you.
Thank you. I do.
Honey, you showed them our set list.
Oh, no.
Now they're going to know.
We need to make a little adjustment.
Oh, okay. Sounds great. Okay, talk amongst yourselves, small groups. We'll be adjusting our set list here.
13 years ago, I came to Holden Village for the first time. I did a thing that a lot of people do. I think you come for a visit. This was in March. I came up for a couple weeks. And I said, oh, I'd like to live here. And 4 months later, I came back to live for a year. And while I was here at that time, there was a young woman who worked in the print shop by the name of Mary Witt. And she was a good friend of everybody in the village. Mary was just that kind of person. And Mary and I spent, everybody found a way to spend time with Mary, but two of the ways that I spent time with Mary, she and I were jogging partners, and we'd run up the toward the Heart Lake on that trail. And also we were in a group that met for I can't remember how long, but we'd meet two or three times a week down in Chalet 1 during the winter, and we'd do a 20 to 25 minute Tazay service where we'd pray together. There were probably four or five of us that did that. Mary and I shared that. It was real special. In August of 1987, this will be the 10th anniversary this August, Mary was killed in a car accident, and that Linda mentioned it in the Conrad song. And I was in a community at the time called the Community of St. Martin in Minneapolis, and was asked to be their representative to come out to Mary's memorial service in Seattle. And for that I wrote a song, and I'd like to honor Mary tonight and her memory. And sing this song that I wrote for that occasion. It's called Precious Jewel. There's a hiking trail that winds up in the mountain. It's a pathway of peace. Beneath the pine, it was there we'd run and have our conversation. It was there we prayed peace would come in time. We would run up through the valley near the river that flowed down from the mountains past the mine, where the copper and the gold had been the treasures taken from the earth and made to shine. Precious jewel, I'll see you running on the mountainside.
Precious jewel,
I'll see you praying. And when the sun comes shining on the ocean tide, precious jewel, see you once again. There was a simplicity and an honesty about Mary. I never heard her say what wasn't true. When her heart was heavy from her caring, it was because of what her caring could not do. Her prayers were for the children in South Africa. She prayed with songs that she had learned in France, and for the inmates on the death rows in America. She prayed, God give us all a second chance. Precious jewel, I'll see you running on the mountainside.
Precious jewel,
I'll see you praying in the rain.
Precious jewel,
I remember well the last time I saw you, Mary. Your body was brown and healthy, glowing strong. There was a love light in your eyes and you were shining. It's not easy to believe that you are gone. For those you left behind will go on giving. Though the way that you were taken seems so cruel. Thank you for the ways you touched our living. Goodbye, we're gonna miss you, precious jewel.
Precious jewel.
I'll see you running on the mountain side.
Precious jewel.
I see you praying in the rain.
Precious jewel.
And when the sun comes shining. Sun come shining on the ocean tide. Precious jewel, I'll see you once again.
This is a, actually, do I need this? Yeah, I need this. This is a song from Quebec, where I lived for several years there. Now I can see Laura. Where I lived for several years, and there's something about a lot of the call response songs in Quebec. For some reason, many of them have ridiculous stories and then refrains that have nothing to do with the story. So it's kind of an inspiring form, actually. And I wrote a song in English that is exactly that, a ridiculous song with a unmatching, ridiculous refrain, and put it on
can
this.
Tell them how that goes?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Tell them how it goes?
Yeah. Okay, we won't have time
to
do
it. You think we should do that one?
Well, I want to do the French one, because, you know, okay. it's a little more.
I like yours. Okay, here we go. Sorry, I promised I wasn't going to do this on the stage.
Okay. Anyway, so briefly, the story of this, for those of you who don't speak Quebecois French, is that this guy named Colin had a chicken, and this chicken used to lay an egg every day, and one day it laid an egg in Martin's yard. And Martin, thinking, you know, possession is 9/10 of the law, grabbed it and made a sauce out of it, like a little stew. Sorry you for you vegetarians, this is pretty awful. But he did, he made a stew out of the chicken. And it was such a great sauce that everybody in the parish all around came to dip their bread in it, and including Monsieur le Curé, which is the priest. And the priest came with his bread, and he dipped it in, and he tasted it, and it was so good. He dipped his whole hand in, and it was so good. He dipped his whole up to the elbow in it, and pretty soon he just was in it. And Ray just wants for Vern, I just want to say, and he had just done garbo, he was dirty. So they had to throw out the whole sauce because he had touched it. And not only that, but he made everybody in the parish miss mass, especially the little old ladies who didn't need it anyway. And then the chorus is, on the water, on the river, on the sea, on the water, on the river, on the edge of the boat.
Maybe you could work something in there about foot washing.
It's really a song, kind of a song about foot washing, I think. So if I'll give you a chance if you want to try. It's sur l'eau. Try this. Sur l'eau. Just kind of go for it. Sur l'eau, on the water. Sur la rivière, on the
water.
Sur la rivière. I mean, just kind of go, you know, just pretend. Sur la rivière. Sur le bord de la mer. Sur le bord de la mer. And then, sur le bord du vaisseau.
Sur le bord du vaisseau.
So just kind of like, you know, or just hum the tune. You'll pick it up. Okay.
Câlin à une poule qui pond tous les matins. Câlin à une poule qui pond tous les matins. Elle était faire sa ponte dans la cour à matin. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord de la mer. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord du vaisseau. Elle a été faire sa ponte dans la cour à matin. Elle a été faire sa ponte dans la cour à matin. Martin a pris sa fourche, il a cassé les reins. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord de la mer. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord du vaisseau. Martin a pris sa fourche, il a cassé les reins. Martin a pris sa fourche, il a cassé les reins. Il a fait une bonne sauce pour le dimanche au matin. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord de la mer. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord du vaisseau. Tout le monde dans la paroisse est venu saucer son pain. Tout le monde dans la paroisse est venu saucer son pain. Ainsi, monsieur curé est venu saucer le sien. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord de la mer. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord du vaisseau. Ainsi que monsieur curé y est venu saucer le sien. Ainsi que monsieur curé y est venu saucer le sien. Le même trouve la sauce si bonne, ici trempe les mains. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord de la mer. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord du vaisseau. Trouve la sauce si bonne, ici trempe les mains. Trouve la sauce si bonne, ici trempe les mains. Les mains ben jusqu'au coude, les coudes jusqu'au rein. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord de la mer. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord du vaisseau. Les mains ben jusqu'au coude, les coudes jusqu'au rein. Les mains ben jusqu'au coude, les coudes jusqu'au rein. Il a fait perdre la messe à toutes ses paroissiens. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord de la mer. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord du vaisseau. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord de la mer. Sur l'eau, sur la rivière, sur le bord du vaisseau. Thank you.
Linda. Okay. Thank you.
Better without
if this?
This
doesn't work, it's my fault.
Anybody have an opinion? Was this better without this mic down on the feet? Can you hear this? It's about to sound, I'll just leave it this way. We just got a couple more. Ray wants me to do my version of a French-Canadian ridiculous song in English so you can sing along. So we can try that. Okay. You sure? Okay. Well, this is another one that was kind of a production number, so I don't know if we can pull it off. We had a lot of people doing body sound. So if you want to hear that kind of... It's on the CD.
Everybody was itching to sing on that one, but they couldn't.
Right? Okay, so here we go.
It's just too hard, the French. This English is so easy.
Okay, here's your part. Okay, I'll sing this, and then I'll point to you when you're supposed to sing the same thing. Oh, last Saturday, move your body.
Oh, last Saturday, move your body.
No matter what I sing, you sing. Sing with him. Just sing it straight. Sing it straight. You can do it. And then I sing something like, well, I went down to the corner store, get gadgone, stack of chicken on the side. And you sing. I went down to the corner store, and here's the important part. Stack of chicken on the side of the road. Stack of chicken on the side of the road. So if I sing, I went down to the corner store, get gadgone, stack of chicken on the side.
I went down to the corner store, stack of chicken on the side of the road. You get it.
Sing loud.
They will.
So... When I got there, move your body.
When I got there, move your body.
Well, I saw status where I never seen before. Get gadgone, stack of chicken on the side.
I saw status where I never seen before. Stack of chicken on the side of the road.
There was a tube of toothpaste. Move your body.
Tube of toothpaste. Move your body.
With a gospel choir breathing fire. Get gadgone, stack of chicken on the side.
Gospel choir breathing fire. Stack of chicken on the side of the road.
And there was a bunch of broccoli. Move your body now.
Bunch of broccoli. Move your body now.
With a low moan like a saxophone. Get gadgone, stack of chicken on the side. With a low moan
like a saxophone. Stack of chicken on the side of the road.
And there was a pound of butter. Move your body now.
Pound of butter. Move your body now.
In the dairy case with a stand-up bass. Get gadgone, stack of chicken on the side.
Dairy case with a stand-up bass. Stack of chicken on the side of the road.
And the bread was singing. Move your body.
Bread was singing. Move your body.
You don't need no money when you got some honey. Get gadgone, stack of chicken on the side.
Need no money when you got some honey. Stack of chicken on the side.
Why don't y'all stand up just for a second, okay? Just give it. I'm feeling like moving anyway. Yeah, okay.
And okay, here's the part where you have to watch Ray because it gets kind of weird. All the canned goods, move your body now.
All the canned goods, move your body.
Well, they were doing a slide from side to side.
Slide from side to side.
Let's try it again. Well, they were doing the slide from side to side.
Doing the slide from side to side.
They were giving the slip to the black bean dip.
They were giving the slip to the black bean dip.
And they were doing the twist with the grocery list.
They were doing the twist with the grocery list.
Stack of chicken on the side.
Stack of chicken on the side.
Stack of chicken on the side of the road. Well, I stayed out all night. Move your body now.
Stayed out all night. Move your body.
And when I get
home, I'm gonna write this poem. Get gag on, stack of chicken on the side.
When I get home, I'm gonna write this poem. Stack of chicken on the side of the
road. I'm telling you that when I get home, I'm gonna write this poem. Get gag on, stack of chicken on the side.
When I get home, I'm gonna write this poem.
Stack of chicken on the side of the road.
All right.
Oh well.
Let's keep talking.